Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, a conversation on federal acquisition. With more than $50 billion in business volume, the U.S. General Services Administration, GSA, leverages the scale and scope of the federal government in helping agencies buy smarter, reduce their real estate footprint, and develop and deploy technology more efficiently. In doing this, its Federal Acquisition Service, FAS, works to provide that support. It assists agencies to save time and money by supporting smarter purchasing platforms. FAS Commissioner Tom Sharp explains the role of his office in improving federal acquisition.
The key priority in FAS is to do more to help our customer agencies save time and money. That's what we're really, really focused on. So we're very focused on listening to our customers, be sure we understand what they need. And we've developed a vision and an approach to position ourselves for the future to do that. We've taken the product service codes, which is how the federal government tracks its procurements, its buying, and mapped it to 17 categories of spending. And what we're going to do with these categories are basically two things. We're going to take these categories and we're creating virtual hallways. So one place to go. And then what we want to do within FAS is we want, in the first instance, support that for good government, help these agencies get to the right decision, agnostic of where that buying goes. In the second instance, we're obviously very focused on understanding those buying behaviors and positioning FAS to better meet these agencies' needs. So we're all about creating an environment where the buyers can get themselves fully informed and can get advice and see the available procurement vehicles, and that we can support that and then understand it and provide better vehicles out of FAS over time. A primary benefits of this approach will be one place that a buyer can go, or any member of the acquisition workforce, program managers, project managers, the customers of procurement, to get informed. It'll be a place where all the enterprise agreements can sit in one place, and we can deal with the contract duplication head on. It'll be transparent. It'll be out in the light of that hallway, as it were. And we can see, in addition, see the one-off buying behavior, which is typically the most applicative and the most wasteful, and we can try to solve for that with pre-positioned vehicles. And then capture all the data to empower that over time.
Sharp elaborates on how category hallways and the common acquisition platform will improve federal acquisition.
And again, I see the benefit of the hallways. In the first instance, one place for the acquisition community to go to get informed, and we can see all the buying behavior and agnostic, good government, right, good procurement to support good government. And then FAS, as America's buyer, we're going to do our part to have the best solutions in those hallways. So we think desired outcomes of having all this activity in one place, as the federal buyers navigate each hallway and the universe of purchasing options available to them, we think over time we'll see better requirements development, we'll see increased speed in the acquisition process, reduced price variability, which is very important, and ultimately smarter purchases. The hallways are going to provide a single location for market research, information, connecting with colleagues. We hope to have social media where the acquisition workforce can talk to each other. They really don't have that today. They'll be able to get expertise and the ability to complete data-driven acquisitions confidently and efficiently. The hallways are designed to capture the expertise of users, category managers, and industry experts over time, becoming a more powerful tool as we proceed and add content and data is populated over time.
There are other tools and approaches that are being employed to enhance federal agencies' ability to acquire necessary goods and services. One way is the use of reverse auctions. Competition fuels savings, and FAS is using reverse auctions to drive savings through competition. Tom Sharp elaborates.
Competition is at the center of how federal procurement is to be conducted, right? There's a bias toward competition, and that's a good thing. Reverse auctions, to me, is a tool we're developing. It's a GSA tool we're developing to support buyers in how they price contracts. It's a pricing tool. So we've had some great success so far. We're seeing savings in price, cost, and the time for agencies using GSA's reverse auction platform. Price, when compared to independent government cost estimates, reverse auction users are saving about 7% cost. Commercially provided reverse auction service fees range from about 1% to 3%. There is no additional cost charge for using the platform GSA has when it's used against GSA schedule products and multiple award schedules. Purchase and time, we think reverse auction saves buyers about 8 hours per action. Processing times are reduced on low-price technically acceptable auctions because bids can be posted for less than 30 days, provided multiple bids are received and only the low bidder needs to be evaluated for technical acceptability. We did more than $33 million in auctions in fiscal 14. GSA is also signing strategic agreements with multiple agencies to further increase utilization. We are expanding beyond GSA contracts. We have loaded one agency's blanket purchasing agreement and another's multiple award contracts on the platform as part of a pilot. We're also amassing some of the valuable Level 3 transactional data our customers will be able to take advantage of. And usage and sales through last August, we had 21 agencies supported. Small business utilization was really an astounding 90%+. Total government cost estimates through it, approaching $10 million. Total awards, just under $9 million. Total savings, $750,000 for almost approaching 8% savings.
Sharp illustrates the federal civilian success using reverse auctions. However, the U.S. Department of Defense has been pursuing this approach as well through its Defense Logistics Agency. And Vice Admiral Mark Harnachek, its director, tells us more about this success.
You're bidding. You don't see everybody else's bids, but you know you're not the high bidder. So if you want it, you got to determine in your own mind how much you're willing to pay for it. So instead of a sealed bid or a best and final that we negotiate with each of the suppliers, this runs just like it's an online auction. We do it for virtually anything that is more than $100,000. So goods, services, fuel, medicine, all that stuff. So the folks in the auction, and you only need two to have an auction. Very often we have more than two, three to five to six. And we run it just like a regular auction. So we have a sort of a target where we want to start. And the suppliers bid against one another. So unbeknownst to us, there's all sorts of deliberations going on in their boardrooms with regard to how low they can actually get. Mm-hmm. So what it does is it lets everybody else see everybody else's sort of margin and how low can you go. And again, our rule to start with was that any buy that was over $100,000, we were going to subject that to a reverse auction. Over the past year, we've done over 5,000 reverse auctions. No kidding, auditable, no kidding savings. We're at about $1.8 billion. What we found is they work very well where there's a lot of competition, obviously, where there's a pretty robust sort of base, where the margins are, what I mean profit, is probably in the neighborhood of 10% or a little more. Obviously, where the dollar value is pretty big and where the contract is of a longer term. We ran a bulk fuel buy that we only saved about, 3% on. But 3% on a contract that's a couple billion dollars is real money. We had another contract that we ran, auction that we ran a couple months ago for a medical prime vendor, medical supplies. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-year contract worth about $10 billion. We say 5%. 5% of $10 billion is a big number.
Along with reverse auctions, federal agencies are using competitions through the Challenge.gov platform to spur innovation, save money, and act as an alternative to traditional contracting approaches. A government challenge or contest is exactly what the name suggests. It is a challenge by the government to a third party or parties to identify a solution to a particular problem or reward contestants for accomplishing a particular goal. Prizes, monetary or non-monetary, often accompany challenges and contests. Challenges can range from fairly simple idea suggestions, creations of logos, videos, digital games, and more importantly, mobile apps, to proofs of concepts, designs, or finished products that can solve the grand challenges of the 21st century. Kathy Conrad, Principal Deputy Associate Administrator, Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technology within GSA, outlines the benefits of using competitions and the Challenge.gov platform.
Challenge.gov offers a new tool and platform to engage the public in harnessing the value of the data, as is documented very, very well and very thoroughly in your recent excellent report on Challenge.gov. So Challenge.gov is a crowdsourcing platform for challenges and prizes for solutions to government problems. Many of them use open data sets. It's important to note that agencies are actually authorized to conduct these competitions and contests under the American Competes Act. There's still some skepticism about whether agencies can really do this. And in fact, they not only can do it, they are doing it. Some of the benefits of using challenges are that it's very cost effective. You pay only for successful entries or solutions, so you're not paying for anything that you don't, in fact, really want and that doesn't meet your criteria. It allows for really, really broad engagement. Innovative and ideas and expertise is tapped from well beyond traditional sources. And it allows the government to partner with the private sector to fund or expand prizes, and has proven to be really just an amazing tool for achieving big breakthroughs where solvers invent products, write software, design systems, develop mobile apps, create videos, games, and more. It also creates a social network of people who care about an issue, who can follow and vote and share information about the challenges through email, Facebook, and Twitter. So that builds awareness and interest in critical agency policy national issues at much lower cost than a traditional communications campaign might do.
Federal agencies can use challenges and prizes to find innovative and cost-effective submissions or improvements to ideas, products, and processes. Government can identify the goal without choosing the approach or team most likely to succeed, and pay only for performance if a winning submission is submitted. Challenges and prizes can tap into innovations from unexpected people and places. Tools such as reverse auctions and challenges and prizes can help agencies save money, realize efficiencies, and more effectively meet missions. What are the characteristics of complex contracting? And what are some of the issues surrounding complex federal acquisition? We will explore these questions and so much more when the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, returns.